This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
President Trump today said the U.S. will impose further sanctions on the country. That's after Iran launched missiles aimed at military bases in Iraq in an apparent retaliation for the killing of General Qasem Soleimani. Trump said in his remarks today that Iran seems to be standing down. We heard today from Democratic Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, who attended a briefing about Iran today. Later, we'll hear WBEZ's Jerome McDonald's conversation with Republican Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger. First, I asked Congressman Krishnamoorthy about his reaction to the president's comments today.
Well, I'm glad that he decided not to make too many provocative statements, that he did not announce new military strikes or initiatives. That being said, I do think that the current state of affairs is not tenable, and I'm hoping that we, working with our partners and allies in the region and elsewhere, can bring hostilities to an end, to calm tensions, and to potentially even begin the process of talking with our regional allies and others about how do we bring a more durable peace to the region.
You attended a briefing on Iran for members of Congress today. What can you tell us about what you learned?
Unfortunately, I didn't learn a whole lot, and I'm very disappointed about that. I'm going to receive another intelligence briefing, this time in the Intelligence Committee tomorrow, and I'm hoping to learn more then. But I think that the central questions about whether there was an imminent attack in which Soleimani was involved, and whether, you know, that attack will unfold regardless of whether he exists or not, have not been answered. And I think that in the absence of that intelligence, it's very hard for us to understand the motives behind killing Soleimani in the first place.
We heard the president blame the Obama administration for the attacks and other violence in the region. How do you see his comments about that?
I disagree with them. I think that they are wrongheaded. I think that the Obama administration did whatever it could to try to end the nuclear program in Iran and basically create a framework for bringing stability to the region. I think that withdrawing from that and then starting what's called the maximum pressure campaign on Iran has actually exacerbated tensions, has led to the killing of American personnel, and, of course, brought us to the situation we're in right now, which is anything but calm or peaceful or something that we should be happy about.
Republicans have been making the case that Iran has been pretty much on the wrong side of everything that's been happening in the Middle East for years against the U.S. The Republicans are saying that enough is enough with Iran and the U.S. has to do something. Do you agree with them?
Well, if they want to go to war, they should come to Congress and ask for a declaration of war. I guarantee you there are not the votes for war. And so that is really the ultimate choice. Do we take steps to calm tensions and to lead to a better place than where we are right now? Or do we beat our chests, make provocative statements, take further military action, and then ultimately go to war with Iran? I can guarantee you my constituents, who are overwhelmingly against going to war, totally disagree with the path that some of my colleagues want to go down. And I think right now it's time to wind down tensions, not wind them up.
That was Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, who represents Chicago's western suburbs. We turn now to his Republican colleague, Adam Kinzinger, from Illinois' 16th District, which includes Rockford and Ottawa. Kinzinger spoke today with WBEZ's Jerome McDonald and says he agrees with the president's call for harsher economic sanctions against Iran.
It's the only lever of force we have that's not military. You know, diplomacy has to be backed by economic or military measures against an enemy. And so it's making the point that the attack last night was not right. It was wrong. But that our answer is not going to be at least yet, a military response from our end.
Part of the reaction has been surprise, that a lot of people and countries and Congress were surprised at this action and wonder what the strategy is. What do you think the strategy is here?
It is clear that there was not just an escalating threat to U.S. troops in the region, but a real and imminent threat that emanated from Qasem Soleimani. And obviously, I can't reveal that intelligence, but I will say it is sufficient that had whatever was being planned actually occurred, and we later found out that they could have taken this action, there would have been a lot of people upset that they didn't. And think about it this way. You know, I was among those that was critical of the president for not responding when our drone was shot down or when the Saudi oil fields were attacked, but he made it clear what the red line was. They did cross that red line. Nobody argues that. And this reaction was not to kill 100 people manning a surface-to-air missile site. It was to kill the man himself, who has uniquely been behind really the degeneration of Iranian foreign policy for 20 years.
And you think that was a proportionate response?
Oh, I do. I think to target a military man, this is not a civilian leader, in Iraq, where we do have legal authority to operate militarily and defend ourselves, I think it was the right call.
You are a veteran. What do you think of Donald Trump as a commander-in-chief?
I'll tell you, in this case specifically, it wasn't impetuous, it wasn't rash, and it wasn't impulsive. There was a lot of planning that went into this, a lot of considerations. That was briefed to us today. That said, look, there's areas I've disagreed with the president. I've been very open about that. But I also am going to agree with him when he does something right. And that's what I want to see more of out of my Democratic colleagues, is to, like I did with President Obama, I praised him when I could. I'd like to see that. And the way he acts, he's different than any other president we've had. Specifically in this case, it was absolutely the right move.
Why not be more forthcoming about the evidence of planned attacks? What are the kind of things you're hearing?
Well, I'll tell you, today in the briefing was very forthcoming. It was more so than I thought they would be. But to go even more forthcoming would be to reveal things that could actually have a real jeopardizing our way of getting the information we have.
Do you think Americans should feel safer today?
Well, I think they should, for a couple of reasons. Now, any time, if you look at when we've been dealing with Iran since the very beginning, from 79, there's always been a persistent threat from them. It has ramped up more in the recent years, basically since the war in Iraq in 2003. But taking out the man, you cannot overstate the importance that this man played in the expansionist Iranian terroristic acts that they've done. And so to take him out, yes, he'll be replaced by somebody in name, but not in brain.
That's Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger from Illinois' 16th District talking with WBEZ's Jerome McDonnell. This is WBEZ.